Grinders of the Podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, and loving host, Kyle Allen. And thank you for listening to the Grinders Ugly Podcast. Now listen, as usual, we're going to dive right in it. Please excuse my voice. I'm a little under the weather, but the work must be done. The work must be done. Ah, man, since the last time I recorded, and I can assure you that we are going to be back week to week. A lot's been going on in my life. A lot's been going on in my life, and it's caused me to be inconsistent with my recording, because I would love, I often say the grind is ugly, TGIU, and people love to, every time I say that, tell me that the grind is beautiful, or, you know, it can also be great, and it's like, yes, it can, but when I say the grind is ugly, it doesn't mean ugly, the grind is ugly doesn't mean that it's not beautiful, it doesn't mean that there isn't greatness in it. It doesn't mean that it's not soft, gentle, loving. It just is what it is. The grind is ugly. Regardless of if those things are a part of it, the grind is still ugly, man. Like, you can have great days, loving days. You can have a great relationship, bad relationship. You can have great kids, bad kids, whatever you want to call it. There's going to be times where it's like, man, this is ugly. It just is what it is. It doesn't matter if you're in a mansion. It doesn't matter if you're in a shack. There's going to be moments that you have to address that the grind is ugly, right? All right, anyway, my point in saying that is this. It has been weighing heavily on me. My Instagram is TGIUKA, and I put on there, like, I truly wonder if our ancestors and those before us, wherever they are, heaven, wherever they are, and they hear people that came after them say, they're going to break generational curses. And quite frankly, let's be clear, that's a thing that's primarily said in the black community. You often hear people say things like, I ain't like back in the day. I must do this, right? Like saying that they're not slaves. Or they're not. This isn't back in the day. And as a history, someone that's a history guy, which I got the foundation of that from my father, who always would put on the History Channel, which the History Channel back in the day was not Pawn Stars. I've said this before. It was actually history documentaries. It was like real big on history, not on entertainment, but like literally you sit there and they're just breaking down Hitler and Nazi Germany and World War One and Two, and it's black and white, and it's a guy talking and footage and all these things, right? My point is, I think sometimes we look, when I was a history major at HPU, one of the things that they would always tell us is do not view history with present tense eyes, with present lens. Like what we see, like for instance, LGBTQIA, right now, they have rights, they have all the, you know what I mean? It's a thing. We know if we say this, that's going to happen. We know if we do this, that's going to happen. To view it in today, like back in the day, you go watch something in the 80s or 70s or 60s and go, oh my God, he was a bigot. It's like, yes, today he would be considered that. Right now, back then, that wasn't, it wasn't what it is. The same with racism. I'll never forget, let's be very clear, slaves were considered as, at first, not human. Second, three-fifths a man when they needed the vote. So I remember one guy asked, he was Caucasian, but he asked, technically, we were talking about history. He was like, technically, the slave owners were not wrong because they weren't humans. So the way they were looking at it was, well, was this wrong, the way they treated them, if they didn't view them as human? Obviously, we argued that down for 5 hours, and class was great because those type of conversations breed great conversation and teaching moments of, yes, in present day, we can go and hack that to bits. But back then, that was a real thing. My point behind all that is this. Simply, sometimes we are hard on the past because we weren't in it. We are hard on the past because it's so easy in present day to look at the past and point out every single thing that was wrong with it and how you know it's wrong now. It just is. Whether that is in your relationships, whether that is in your friendships, whether that is in your career, your sport, whatever it is, it's extremely easy to look at the past and pinpoint every single thing that is wrong with it. It just is. It just is. And my point is with generational curses. Somewhere Martin Luther King's children are saying that Martin Luther King was great, but somewhere Kyle Allen's children are going to say, Daddy was great, but somewhere your kids, your mom, E.T., go down a list. Someone's going to say, yeah, but you know, Dad drank Kool-Aid every day. And I'm going to not, that's a dumb way to put it, but you get my point. That's a curse. We were all fat in my family, and I'm going to be the first one to not be fat. It's like, obviously, that's something that you can really attain. It's something you can work for. It's something you can change. But I just think we need to be very careful when we say generational curses. How often do you hear someone say, I'm going to continue the generational blessings that my family bestowed upon me? I've never actually heard that. Every time we think of the past, it's how we're going to make it better. We never think of it as, thank God it happened, so I'm better now. Thank God it happened. And I can be very clear to you. The last 6 months of my life, I've contemplated when Nipsey Hussle said, I felt every emotion. I felt every emotion. I just didn't quit. For some people, they post Nipsey Hussle because it's like, oh, that makes me, you know, whatever. I truly, guys, listen, man. Everything I've ever preached on this podcast, I've had to live. Everything. Everything I've ever said, I've had to live. Everything. And the future of my life it's not looking like I thought it would look. And I know the man I am. I know what I viewed for myself. In the words of Andre 3000, you can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. And I'll say it again. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. But you should still plan. You should still plan. My people out there, I'm just trying to get us to shift our mindset from looking at things that have happened to us as things we need to break. Because I'm going to ask again, where did generational curse, like, where did that come from? Why is it you don't hear that in other cultures? I just don't really see it, and I don't hear it. It comes from, so my point is saying this to y'all. Don't judge the past so harshly. And I'm saying this, I feel like I can't ever be as honest as I want to be, but I'll put it like this. There are times where you fail. There are times where you succeed. There are times where you absolutely know for a fact that a person does not have your best interest. There are times for a fact that you know staying silent or quiet or being respectful, taking the high road, so to speak, is not beneficial to you, period. In no way, shape, or form. There are times where you go, hey man, I'm justified in this or that, right? And take this on your, like, there are going to be things, God, this year's taught me so much. There are times where you are justified in something. There are times where your boss talked to you crazy and you should tell him, listen here, you. There are times that it's all justifiable. It all is. There are times when your spouse is saying something to you, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, and you go, right now, I'm about to go off. But in the words of a young man full of wisdom, D. Watts, Demetrius Watts, maximize potential and minimize regret. And I have never, ever heard that. And it's just like the grind is ugly. That is something that I now live my life on, because at some point you just get tired of saying you're sorry. At some point you also understand, like, listen, just because I'm justified to do A, B, or C, if it's not in my character, I won't be able to live with myself. That is what I want people to understand. Listen, some people it is, but understand, what is it for you? If it's not in your character to do A, B, or C, and you do it, you already know you're going to feel bad about it. It doesn't matter if it's justified. It doesn't matter if the other person goes, yeah, you know what, you're right. You know that morally for yourself, that's not your character. Then why do it? You're just going to have to apologize. And I guess what I'm saying to y'all is this. I'm saying many things. Chew the meat and spit out the bones, as my mother would say to us our entire lives. But in this next stage of my life, this is going to be a pod of truth. I've always been afraid I'm going to stop mincing my words. There are people I know that are in my life that have never been in my corner, never liked me, never liked my family, never liked anything I've ever tried to do, talk behind my back, No, if I gave them $1 million, they're not going to like me. They're not going to do this. They're going to view it the way they are. They're going to hold some opinion they have from 2005 to 2099, right? And I've always been afraid to either cut those people off, remove them from my life, stop talking to them, because I always know I never have it in me to do what they're willing to do. I am not acting like I'm a perfect human being, but I can assure you, I don't believe in gossip. I don't believe in envy, an envious spirit. And I don't believe in jealousy. I've had all those things in my life. And every time I've ever acted on the three things I just said, my life got worse. I felt awful. And at some point, you have to address not only your generational curses, not only your negativity, but you have to address who you really are. You have to address that, hey man, I'm not willing to do or say or act. You can spend hours, days, and years trying to piece it together. But someone smarter than me said they were looking around and they realized that so many of our problems are so big to us, but in the grand scheme of things, they are minimal to the system. And every time that I think that my life can't get any worse, or my life can't get any better, or the day can't get any worse, or the day can't get any better, or I just don't have any opinion on the day, it just sucked. There's sometimes that you go through a day and you're like, did I do anything that mattered? I did my job. I put my kids up. I fed them. I bathed them. I clothed them. I did this. I played the part. I did all this. What was the point of the day? What was the point? There's so much in life that there's a time to be humble. There's a time you're humbled. And then there's a time you don't know what it is, but it's in front of you. This year has been hellacious. Has been laborsome. And you're just left to figure it out and to do your best. And it's not easy. The moral of my pod tonight is it isn't easy. Being healthy isn't easy. Getting in shape isn't easy. Having a healthy relationship, healthy marriage isn't easy. Raising kids isn't easy. None of these things are easy. Having family isn't easy. Having a job that you're asked to fix problems isn't easy. Having expectations isn't easy. Knowing that the person that's smiling in your face is also at the very other side, can't stand you, and they used to love you, it isn't easy. It is not easy. And what I say is this. At the end of the day, you have choices to make. I recently told somebody that. You have choices to make. And choices are God's greatest gift. They're up to us. God directs your path. He does not make the choices for you. What you choose to be, how you choose to act, those are things that are up to you. I don't know what the future holds, but I know where I am in the matrix. I know where I'm in, where I am in the matrix. And what I mean by that is very simple. I have choices to make. You can spend your days, minutes, and hours worried about everything. Or you can put one foot in front of the other and try your best not to act a fool. That's it. Life is full of optimism. It's full of desire. It's full of passion. But the more we conduce, reduce ourselves to an algorithm, to what so many people are ruining their relationships, their friendships, their father, daughter relationships, son-mother relationships, brother-to-brother relationships, based on social media, based on, oh, I saw that he took care of her like this. My man didn't do that. Oh, man, he's awful. Oh, my God, his girl bought him a new Jaguar. Man, my girl can't afford to buy me a Ford Escort. Oh, man, I got to get a better one. Oh, man, man, that dad got his kids these newest shoes. He took them to Disneyland. They went to Spain. We don't get to do that. Oh, man. Dang. All right. We need to do more. We need to work more. We need to go harder. We need to get another job. We need to prolong it. When all the kid wants is a hug. You think a kid cares about your Fortune 500 job? Or do they care that you went to the baseball game? And in some ways, do you care? Do you think the kid cares that you missed the game when he knows you're bringing on the bacon? Two things can be true. This is not about one thing or the other. It's just looking at life in a way that's not about fixing generational curses, or I'm changing this, or I'm going to do this differently, or I'm going to do this. It is literally looking at your life, taking inventory of your life and saying, hey, listen, where am I at right now? Let's strip away comparison. Let's strip away how they'll feel, how they'll think. What about this? What about that? And what is best for this situation right now? And in return, it's also, not in return, but also, I hate to be the one to break this news. I gotta find my peace. I gotta find my truth. I gotta get back to me. I just need this. Those are only being fed to a certain demographic. Let me just say that. You can go read books. You can search online. Those type of things are only being fed to a certain demographic. If you look at our homes, our families, they are being broken apart by the day, minute, and hour. No woman can do it right. No man can do it right. Because at the end of the day, if a woman doesn't fulfill all our needs, we need another one. If a man doesn't fulfill all your needs, you just have to find your peace. If you ask most people what that even means, they don't know. But they know that's what's being said. They know that their favorite celebrity is saying that, and that gives them ammunition to say that. Every man knows at the end of the day, I looked online and Drake did this, so that means I can do it too. We are in a constant web of comparison. We are in a constant web of algorithm. Algorithmic thinking, filter bubbles. I've spoken about these things before. Everything that I've been going through this year, right? When I get on my Yahoo News or whatever, they're feeding me articles that feed whatever it is they think I want to hear or see. If I'm feeling sad, there's an article about how all the men in society are. It's what I'm trying to say to y'all is unplug and realize your life in the, put 2 feet on the ground. Look around and monitor your life. Not Rebecca's, not the little leech that's just been in the wait in the background hoping that it derails so they can come in. God, I can't stand leeches. Because they're always right in the background waiting for destruction. So they can come in because a leech, a roach, a rat, they love dirt, filth, and grime. That's where they work their best. If it's too happy, too clean, can't really operate. We're too easily seen. But if there's like a lot of clutter, a lot of foolishness, you don't really see the roaches. You're definitely going to hear the rats, though. Sometimes they get in the walls. Hear them scratching. My point, guys, is Take inventory of your life. Take inventory of your life and do what's best for you and your family. We are in one of the most selfish. If you just look out, everyone is just doing what's best for themselves. They could care less about the next person. Be very mindful of those that are cheerleading destruction. Hey, I want to blow up a school tomorrow. Well, it's in your right, you know. Well, no, it's not in your right. Report them to the police immediately. We have too many people that are egging on destruction. And once it blows up, where will they be? Where are they? So, the grind is ugly. This is the Grind is Ugly podcast. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is probably my longest pod I've ever recorded. But it was really on my heart for days. I've been like, I gotta record. But I never just want to get on here and just talk to record content. I never want to do that. IG has become nothing but just content. Oh, I'm going to just snort a line of Sweet Tarts and post it. And hopefully someone laughs. And then hopefully I get a brand deal by Sweet Tarts. I can't do that on my pod. I really cherish this pod. It's been going on since 2019. I have well over 100 episodes. And I appreciate everybody for liking it. Please like it, comment, share it, post it. It always goes a long way. And if anything in this pod resonated with you, please let me know. Leave a comment, leave a review. That goes a long way. And I'll leave y'all with this. Wherever you are in life right now, I don't care if life is the best it's ever been. I don't care if life is the worst it's ever been. I don't care if you don't even have an opinion. Whenever the time comes, ask yourself, is it worth it, or will I just be feeling like I need to apologize tomorrow? If the answer is I know I'm going to be apologizing, relax. Relax. If the answer is, I don't like the way I handled that, then just let it go. It's better to let it go than let it off and you can't put a lid back on it. Thank you for listening to Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. Tune in next time.